This is Broken Wings, written by Islesis, read by Mistborn Hero, a Batman fanfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Dick Grayson and Jason Todd, and Jason Todd and Bruce Wayne. It is tagged for injury, hurt, comfort, homelessness, Jason Todd needs a hug. Hurt Dick Grayson. A street rat Jason Todd. Dick Grayson is Robin. Alternate universe. Different first meeting. Young Jason Todd. Accidental baby acquisition. Accidental older brother acquisition. Adoption. Summary. Robin is hurt. Jason should just leave because it is none of his business what the bats do or if Robin is going pale and lifeless just like his mom did or if there's something Jason could do to stop it. Damn it. Reader's notes. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2023 for the challenge Pride of Place, which challenges you to record by an open window. During this podfic, you will listen to the things that are outside my window. Hopefully, no lawnmowers are turned on in next couple minutes. Thank you for listening if you decide to keep going. There were two rules to survive in Crime Alley. Take what you can and mind your own business. Robin had clearly taken quite a bit, probably because he hadn't minded his own business. He was bleeding bad from his shoulder and his skin was pale like heroin. Robin twitched slightly, the only proof beside the shuddering rise and fall of his chest that he was alive. He wasn't going to last much longer if that bleeding didn't stop. It wasn't any of Jason's business, though. He kept his head down and kept walking when he saw the cops, much less the bats. If he got caught with Robin in that state, at best, Batman was going to toss him to the cops. At worst, he would think that Jason had done it. But Robin was dying. Robin was going pale and cold just like Jason's mom. Jason twisted his fingers anxiously in the thick material of his hoodie. It was his favorite hoodie, not only because it was the warmest thing he owned and it was almost December, but because it had been the last thing his mom had ever given him. But Robin was dying. Fucking hell, Jason grumbled as he pulled his hoodie over his head and knelt in the rooftop gravel beside Robin. You better pay me to clean this. Assuming you're not dead, please don't be dead. The bats had always seemed so invulnerable. Sure, Jason had heard about so-and-so's uncle getting a good shot in once in a while, but that was just someone bragging that the bats would have a shiner. It was nothing like this. What had happened to Robin? Jason balled the hoodie up and held it just over the wound hovering for one final moment of indecision. The blood might never wash out, even if Robin paid him for a laundry fee. Jason couldn't really justify spending that money on laundry when his stomach felt like it was eating itself. Jason blinked fast to push away the tears and pressed down, putting firm pressure on the wound. His fingertips were quickly wet, but the bloodstain didn't spread much wider. Robin groaned in pain and confusion, and His head tilted towards Jason, but it was impossible to tell if he was actually looking at Jason or not.
"Shut up," Jason snapped. "You want someone to find us?"
Jason didn't know where Robin and Batman lived. Theories ranged from anywhere to the rafters of the city hall to some underground bunker in the sewers, but it was obvious that he wasn't from Crime Alley. Robin groaned again, but went still. Like, really, really still. Jason gasped and let go of the hoodie with one hand to press his finger to Robin's throat. He breathed a sigh of relief. There was still a pulse. Jason didn't know how long he had been pressing down on Robin's shoulder, long enough for his arms to grow numb, before he heard a small swoosh and the slightest shift of gravel. Jason snarled and snatched up his tire iron, throwing himself between Robin and Batman. Jason breathed. Batman looked from Jason to Robin, then back to Jason. Oh, shit. Jason dropped the tire iron and scrambled out of Batman's way. There was always that theory about them being vampires, so maybe Robin needed some blood from Batman. Actually, if they were vampires, he needed to get out of there now, because if they needed blood, he was a juice box no one would miss. Morbid curiosity and a large bit of fear kept him rooted to the spot. Batman crossed quickly to his bird and knelt at his side, tugging off one of his gloves so he could feel for a pulse. The tension in his shoulder eased slightly when he found one. And Jason's shoulders eased just slightly, too. Batman was, at least, a bit less likely to punch him, or at least not as hard. Then, Batman touched his hoodie, and Jason made an aborted cry of dismay. Batman turned to him. But Jason flinched and looked down. Batman stared at him for a long time, seeming to take in Jason's presence for the first time.
"These yours,"
Batman growled. Jason nodded quickly before realizing that maybe he shouldn't have admitted to that. What if Batman thought his hoodie was deceased or something? Actually, with the alleys he slept in, that was a valid concern.
"What are you doing out here so late at night?"
Batman asked. He reached into his belt, and Jason nearly ran, but Batman pulled out bandages instead of knives. Still, probably mad, but at least not immediately trying to kill him. Jason shrugged and scuffed the toe of his shoe against the roof. He stopped when a piece of gravel wormed in through a hole on the side. Batman ignored him for a moment as he set Jason's hoodie aside, right next to him, where Jason couldn't grab it and make a run for it. He placed a large gauze pad over Robin's wound, then wrapped it tightly with clean bandages. Jason thought he was just going to take Robin and leave, but then he looked up at Jason again.
"Where are your parents?"
Jason hesitated. It was obvious enough that he didn't have any, though, or at least none worth shit, so he shook his head.
"I see,"
Batman said, sounding a bit less grumbly. "Can I go now?" Jason whispered, so quietly he wasn't even sure that Batman had heard him. But Batman had a super hearing. Jason had forgotten.
"Why don't you come with us?"
Batman offered. Jason bit his lip.
"I don't want to go to foster care. Orphans get trafficked if the mob gets you. Batman shook his head.
Not foster care. To our home.
Jason froze.
What?
Batman looked down at Robin, small and pale in his arms, but no longer in immediate danger of dying.
You saved my son,
Batman said softly.
And you look hungry. I'd like to give you some dinner, and we can wash that jacket.
Jason's heart leaped in his chest. Dinner? And saving the hoodie his mom got him? And maybe a place to sleep for the night? It all sounded too good to be true.
You're not going to take me to the police, are you?
Jason pleaded. Batman shook his head.
No, son.
And are you really a vampire? Batman stared at him for a moment before chuckling.
Batman, chuckling.
Oh, Jason should have run as soon as the bleeding had slowed. He was dead, and now Batman knew he was unto him.
No, Batman laughed. I'm not a vampire. I just want to help you.
Jason hesitated. He could be lying about any of that stuff, or maybe the truth was even worse, but Jason bent and retrieved his hoodie. He ran his fingers over the large bloodstain. That would never come out once it dried, and even though the material was red, it would still look bad. Besides, it was DNA evidence of who Robin was, so Batman would probably take it anyways, so
it was okay if Jason went with him, right?
Jason clutched his hoodie to his chest, just in case Batman tried to snatch it, then nodded once, tightly. Okay. Batman smiled, and he stepped onto the fire escape.
Okay, let's go home.
The end. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this time of listening to my
outside my window.
I'll put some outtakes of me reacting to two things, I think, that were super loud, or at least they were to my ears. Please have a nice day. And remember to drink some water today. There go my wishes for no lawnmowers.
It was okay if Jason.
So it was. The thing is, I don't know how loud that buzzing's gonna be when it shows up on the recording. So I don't know if I can record through it, you know? And what even makes that sound? That doesn't sound like a lawnmower. So it was... Fuck you. And now there's a car.